Today we're taking an Amen style pad or chop texture and turning it from a session view idea into a proper arranged DNB phrase in arrangement view in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate groove lesson. So the big goal here is not just to make a loop. We want the part to feel alive. We want that rolling jungle energy, that slightly loose, but still controlled push and pull, where the pad is answering the break instead of fighting it. Set your project to 174 BPM first. That's the sweet spot for this kind of drum and bass movement. Fast enough to drive, but still roomy enough to let swing breathe. Then set up a few tracks. One for your Amen break or break style drum loop. One MIDI track for the pad or chop. One track for sub or bass. And if you want, a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb. At this stage, keep the groove pool empty. That's important. We want to hear the raw rhythm first, before we start polishing the feel. In DNB, if you add swing too early, you can accidentally blur the whole identity of the groove. First we build the pocket, then we nudge it. Now let's build the source. You've got two main paths here. You can use an actual Amen break on an audio track, warp it in beats mode, and keep it looping cleanly. Or, if you want more of a musical pad chop vibe, use a chord, stab, atmosphere, or textured sample and slice it up with simpler drum rack or manual chopping. For this lesson, think in terms of something that has character. A dark Rhodes chord, a synth stab, a reversed hit, a vinyl sounding chord, even a Reese-derived texture can all work. The point is to create a tonal layer that feels like it belongs in the jungle world, but still has rhythmic identity. If you're using simpler, slice mode is your friend. It lets you treat the sample almost like a little performance instrument. That's a great approach here, because a swung Amen style part often sounds better when it's played loosely, not programmed like a perfect grid pattern. Now switch into session view and sketch the groove. This is where the magic starts. Build a 1-bar or 2-bar clip, and keep it simple at first. Don't try to fill every subdivision. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. In drum and bass, negative space is part of the groove. Try placing hits in a way that interlocks with a break. Maybe one hit lands on the end of 1, another on 2A, then a longer tone carries into 3, and a chopped response comes in near the end of the bar, like 4E or 4A. You're aiming for a phrase that feels a little late, a little lazy, but still locked in. That's the vibe. If you're playing slices, record a few takes instead of drawing everything in perfectly. A few human touches go a long way. Slight overlaps can glue the part together, while small gaps make it breathe. You want the loop to feel performed, not assembled. Now add swing, but keep it light. Open the groove pool and try a stock groove like an MPC-style swing, or something triplet-based if it supports the feel. Apply it gently, dart around 10 to 30% timing if needed, and keep random very low. You want lean, not drag. That's an important distinction in DNB. Too much swing and the track stops driving. Too little and it feels robotic. The sweet spot is controlled looseness. The groove should feel like it's leaning back just enough to create tension against the break. If your notes feel too stiff, don't just slam everything to quantize. That can kill the vibe fast. Instead, use partial quantize if needed, then manually nudge key notes. Sometimes just shifting a hit slightly later is enough to make the whole phrase feel better. Other times, a pickup note slightly ahead of the beat can create that little pull into the next snare. Listen carefully to the snare pocket. That's your anchor. In DNB, the snare usually tells you whether the whole phrase is sitting right. Your pad or chop should enhance the space around that snare, not mask it. Now let's shape the sound. A good stock chain for this kind of part is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, and then maybe echo or reverb if the space is controlled. Start by cleaning the low end with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the sound. If the low mids get cloudy, carve some space around 200 to 500 Hz. That range can get thick fast in Amen style textures. Then use auto filter to create motion. A slow low pass sweep, or even a band pass movement, can make the part feel like it's breathing. After that, add a bit of saturator for grit and density. Don't overdo it. Just enough to add harmonics and make the chop speak with more attitude. Glue compressor can help pull the slices together. Keep it subtle. You're not crushing the life out of it, just holding the groove in place. Then add a short tempo lock delay if you want some depth, but keep the feedback under control. Long, washed-out delays can blur the break and make the whole section lose punch. Once the part feels good in session view, it's time to move it into arrangement view. You can do that in two main ways. 1. Hit global record and perform the clips live for a few bars. That's great if you want a more musical, performance-based transition. 2. Drag the clip directly into Arrangement View and edit it there if you want more precise control. If you record it live, don't worry about perfection. Sometimes the best arrangement comes from a slightly imperfect take. The tiny timing differences are often what make it feel human and alive. Once it's in Arrangement View, resist the urge to just loop it for 32 bars. That's where the lesson becomes arrangement, not just pattern making. Think in phrases. For example, the first 8 bars might start filtered and narrow. Then the next 8 bars open up slightly, with a delay throw on the phrase ending. After that, you can increase the rhythmic density or add a variation. Then, before the drop or transition, strip it back again so the next section hits harder. This is where automation really sells the groove. Automate your filter cutoff, your delay sends, maybe reverb dry slash wet, and even small gain changes with utility. A simple move like slowly opening the filter over 8 bars can make the section feel like it's evolving, even if the core rhythm stays the same. You can also create call and response between phrases. Make one bar busier and the next bar more open. Or keep the rhythm mostly the same, but change one note every 4 or 8 bars. That tiny change can make the loop feel composed instead of copied. Another strong trick is to introduce a ghost layer underneath the main part, very low in volume, heavily filtered, maybe even slightly chorused. That adds depth without taking over. If you want a darker or heavier DNB feel, this is where you can push it further. Use degraded source material, like vinyl texture, eerie stabs, detuned minor chords, or reversed ambience. Add subtle bit reduction with Redux, or try frequency shifter for a little instability. You can also resample the whole pad bus, then cut it up again and reprocess it. That often gives you more attitude than the original MIDI ever could. And here is a really useful arranging move. Make the last hit of the phrase special. Reverse it, pitch it down, throw delay on it, or slam it into a filtered reverb tail. That gives the section a sense of intention. It sounds like the phrase is leading somewhere, not just repeating itself. Also, keep an eye on the low mids. This is a big one. Amen style textures can get thick very quickly, and if the 200 to 500 Hz range starts piling up, the groove gets muddy. If that happens, carve some space before you add more effects. Clean first, then decorate. A few common mistakes to watch out for: swinging too hard, overfilling the rhythm, putting too much low end into the pad, using too much reverb, and forgetting to build actual arrangement changes. A good loop is a starting point. A track needs motion, so here's a simple practice version of the workflow. Build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with an amen break, a chopped pad, and a sub note underneath. Program just 4 to 6 hits in the pad part. Keep one note longer, keep one note as a pickup, and leave at least one bar with some breathing room. Apply light swing, maybe around 15 to 25% timing if it suits the clip. Then add a clean device chain, record it into Arrangement View, and automate the filter opening and a delay throw at the end. The goal is for the part to feel tighter than a jam, but looser than a grid. That's the sweet spot. So remember the big takeaway here. In drum and bass, swing is not just a feel setting. It's part of the tension, propulsion, and character of the track. When you move an immense style pad from session view into arrangement view, focus on groove, space, filtering, and phrase variation. Let the break breathe. Let the pad answer it, and let the arrangement evolve. Keep it lean, keep it nasty, and make that groove roll.